Might be an unpleasant thing, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. Often the times when we feel a little bit on the edge, the time when things are moving. So really, I would encourage you, if that's the case, for anyone, if you find yourself in a kind of unusual place, in an uncomfortable place, in an unfamiliar place, to see if you can just kind of, with as much spaciousness and gentleness as possible, just tolerate the experience, tolerate the restlessness, tolerate the stress. And sometimes an image that's very helpful when I say tolerate in a gentle, spacious way, to see if with your attention, with awareness, you can hold your experience in the way a mother would cradle a beloved infant. You know, sometimes young babies get quite stressed, you know, and they're quite good at expressing it. You know, sometimes loudly, vocally, you know, and one sees the agitation. And if you try to interfere, come on, come on, what's the matter with you? Come on, calm down, come on. It doesn't help. Something about just providing care and holding. There's a kind of patient, gentle attitude that allows the movement to kind of unwind, unfold, and expend itself. So that might be a helpful image for difficult experiences. Stress, rejection, tension. To hold it tenderly with awareness. Another way of expressing that, which I'd like to just make the kind of focus of the meditation this afternoon, is really to let awareness do the meditation. Don't try you and do the meditation. You've probably seen by now you're quite hopeless in meditation. If you take on the responsibility, I've got to remember to breathe, I've got to feel my belly, I've got to I, then the sense of I and what I've got to do and my responsibility fills up all the space. So rather seeing if you can rest that doing, including the doing of meditation, rest it into that which knows, that which is awake, that which has room for our experience, that which reveals whatever's happening moment by moment. Resting into awareness, expanding into awareness. Moment by moment, breath by breath. So, friends, in this way, we practice together. Straight back, open chest, soft belly. Clear intention, spacious attitude, gentle, caring awareness. any time you notice you've started doing the breathing, doing some planning, doing some commentary on your experience. Notice the subtle ego tensions we were exploring yesterday that accompany that doing. Sensing into the investment and coming back, letting go, releasing the doing back into the embrace of awareness, knowing, allowing, receiving experience. Just making room for the connection of awareness to what's happening, the curiosity of awareness to know your experience more deeply, the care of awareness to allow what's here to have its expression, its free movement here, now, like this. with each out-breath, letting go of doing, of selfing, of complicating your experience. And with each in-breath, expanding the sense of holding, allowing, receiving the moment-to-moment movements of body, heart, mind, phenomena. Let your attention begin to open up now. Allowing the spacious embrace of awareness to contain whatever is making up your experience right now. All the vibrations and sensations of bodily life that are apparent, any passing thoughts, whatever transitory state of mind is here, any emotional wave or movement that's current. Just letting your experience be here by itself. Just being allowed with undemanding, undefended, undistracted awareness. And as the bell rings, as you start to adjust your posture and open your eyes, just seeing if you can maintain and remember moment to moment to stay in this embodied, allowing awareness. So we'll take a few moments for a few minutes for a bathroom break, and probably you remember now to bring timers and pens and paper. So please, just to be as smooth and efficient as possible with doing what you need to do so that we can begin in a few minutes.